good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff hit me cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. And I want to say that this episode of Native Roots Radio is presented in partnership with Little Moments Count. Little Moments Count is a statewide collaborative focused on helping parents and caregivers learn about the importance of brain development in the first year, 3 years of life. And we're excited. We're going to have awesome guests come up. Vanessa Gold Thunder later on in the show here, and we're going to be talking about this beautiful program and how important these things are. So, Wendy, we're a national show here, and Wendy's in New York, and Ogama's up in the what we like to call the deep north, up in Bemidji Way, and we are all over Turtle Island. So it's exciting to speak our truth and talk about these things. Before Wendy, we get to Ogama with the news. We had that unbelievable abortion rights vote in Kansas mm-hmm. yesterday, Wendy, and 61% of the voters voted in favor of preserving their rights to choose. I mean, this could be a tide-changing aspect, Wen.
Really? In Kansas, right? You had a little blip. So we couldn't hear the state, but yes, it's Kansas, which is mostly a red state. So this is really, really good news and surprising news.
Yeah, definitely. And Ogama, the whole country, 100 million people are going to be really, really hot in the next week, and global warming's for real. I know for years I denied it, but for the last 20 years, you can't deny it. It's unbelievable. But hey, Wendy, let's get with the news that you don't hear anywhere else with Ogama Ganua Kwe. You're surprised I was able to say your whole name, I bet. But yes. With the news you don't hear anywhere else, welcome, Ogama.
Anim Bujou, everybody. I'm Ogama Ganua Kwe. I'm a member of I'm a citizen. Nancy Beaulieu scolds me about that. I'm a citizen of the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota, and I have some news for you here on Native Roots Radio. Today, I wanted to kind of concentrate on natives in media. Robert and Wendy, were you two able to see the cast of Reservation Dogs on Jimmy Fallon last night?
It was,
Wendy's shaking her head no, but Robert's saying yes.
Yes, it was, and I think it was two nights ago. And
was it two nights ago? I still haven't seen it. I don't have cable.
Aw. We got to get.
I know. I keep meaning to look it up on YouTube, and I haven't yet. I've just seen a really short clip, I think, Robert, that you played on your you shared yesterday, I think. So.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's important, Ogama, as you know, in bringing this up that we're getting out there. It's a whole Native crew that works on Reservation Dogs and stars in it. One of my favorite shows last year had Bill Burr on, I believe. Bill Burr, yeah, I want to say Bill Barr, but that's Attorney General, and he was awesome, and he's one of my favorite comedians. And there they are, absolutely. Look at they got their little Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show cup, and they're young, they're high school. The younger man was saying that people in his school don't even know he's in this, you know, so he's low key. And I think one of the interesting things about the writers, they wrote to their personalities, which is really, really funny, and you can see their personalities. But yeah, it's getting at the table again and telling our own stories. And what I love about this show, Wendy and Ogama, is that there's a lot of inside Native jokes too going on that, you know, maybe a lot of our white friends won't know, but we know. We laugh especially when the cop calls them those words that we can't say on here. But it's it's a lot of fun things. There was one of them about a trickster, you know, a shift shifter, mm-hmm. all these things that we've been brought up to know as folklore and truth for a Native.
You know, I got to say too, Robert, one of my favorite episodes from the first season is probably that same episode you were talking about with Bill Burr, where he was best friends with the main character, one of the main characters' mothers, who's since mm-hmm. walked on. And he said she used to call him by a name in their language and told him it meant like white lightning or something like that. And right. her daughter gives him the translation. It actually means toilet. Right. And I don't know why I laugh myself to tears. It hurts so bad to laugh so hard.
But that's a thing we do, Ogama, is I was talking to Clyde Belcourt a few years before he passed on, and I was talking to him about something that happened in Wisconsin, and I know somebody has a feather, and they were presented to him. And he said, well, we gave out a lot of fake feathers back there in those days. We didn't give them real eagle feathers. And I'm going, oh, my God. That's hilarious.
You know, I think for safety and, you know, cultural reasons, I think that makes sense. I just want to remind everybody, too, and I reminded everybody, I think, on Monday night, too, the next season, the new season, season two of Reservation Dogs starts tonight on Hulu and FX. So if you have Hulu and you're not sharing it with your aunties and cousins and everybody, that password, make sure you share that out to anybody who needs to see it. New season starts tonight. That's exciting. I'm so excited to sit down and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Other exciting things this week too. Prey is coming out on the 5th, which I do believe is Friday. Prey is the prequel to the movie
Predator.
Predator. Thank you. Thank you for catching me on that one as I pull up my information about this. Yeah. Prey comes out Friday, and Prey is not only giving some, you know, big things with Native people heading in the the main part of this, but it's actually breaking some gender roles too. So the main character is Naru, who's played by Amber Midthunder, and she's a really great hunter, but most of her tribe is kind of writing her off, and she's dismissed because of her gender. And, you know, Predator's alien technology lands. And of course, I'm sure she's going to be one of the people that's going to be a warrior and protecting her people. So that is really exciting. And then this is set on the Northern Great Plains in 1719. So it's going to be intense. Are you guys thinking about going to see this, Robert, Wendy?
I think we watch it online, and it's when you said that, I didn't read that, but it's pre-white people too, so that's going to be really interesting.
Really exciting. Yeah, we'll definitely catch it.
Yes, I'm not really big for horror or suspense, you know, but I'm definitely interested in seeing this one, just if not for anything for the Native and the gender changes in, you know, Maine. It'll be nice to see a woman, you know, playing that kind of role. We don't get to see that nearly as much. Robert, you know what I forgot to mention? The cast of Reservation Dogs, did you say they were on Good Morning America too?
Yeah, the same day, which was 2 days ago.
So they were also on Good Morning America. That's great. I wanted to mention that before I forgot. And I do have one more bit of Native media here. If you are in Minnesota, on Sunday, September 4th, the Bayfront Festival Park is hosting the Water's Life Festival. It is starting on Sunday, September 4th again, and they're going to be featuring Ani DeFranco, the Indigo Girls, Allison Russell, Tia Wood, Lo, Dessa, Joe Rainey Sr., Annie Humphrey, David Huckfeldt, Keith Sakola, Corey Medina, Galen Lee, and then the MC is actually Thomas X. So it is a killer lineup of both Native and ally artists who are going to be at the Water's Life Festival in Duluth, Minnesota on Sunday, September 4th.
Wow, another great report here. We got like 30 seconds to go here, Ogama and Wendy. We have an awesome guest here, Vanessa Good Thunder. We're going to be talking about the partnership we have with the Little Moments Count and just talk some real stuff. So, hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
College textbooks have never been more expensive. In fact, textbook costs can make college unaffordable to many prospective students. That's especially true for Native Americans. But a new initiative called Course Breaks wants to help with textbook costs for Native American students. Course Breaks partners with book publishers and tribal colleges and universities to provide free textbooks. But Course Breaks needs your help to continue their mission. Become a donor to help Indigenous students continue their education. To discuss a corporate or private contribution, visit CourseBreaks.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, this portion in episode is brought to you by Little Moments Count. Little Moments Count is a statewide collaborative focused on helping parents and caregivers learn about the importance of brain development in the first years of 3 years of life. We're here with Vanessa Goldthunder, who's the director. And it's hard for me to say this word here, but I'll just say the Lower Sioux Early Head Start and Start Dakota Language Immersion Program. Welcome, Vanessa. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. And, really, let's talk about this, have a conversation about this. This is really important things. Can you just, before we get going too far, I'd like you to just tell us a little bit about yourself, too.
Yeah. Well, hami da kriapi a hipi kia staff, Vanessa Gutner makiapi a Dakotia since Nawi demie, Chanshapi de Mataha wana, Chanshapi wa Kayanjo oyawa oti eduktawani, oit tancha hemacha ye, he dead Dakota iapi kawitia unkiapi kde chinsh. Wakayaja ob Dakota inkiapi chinch Dakota oyate ki Dakota iapi ki ha stod kiapik de he hechid ubiruk chaye. Well, hello everybody. My name is Vanessa Goodthunder. My Dakota name is Nastawi, which means jiggling woman, and I come from where they paint the trees red, which is also known as the Lower Sioux Indian community in southwest Minnesota. So to the left, you're going to see some corn, and to the right, you're going to see some more corn. Very rural area. And I am currently the director of Chanshayapi Wakayaja Oyawa OT, otherwise known as Siwu affectionately. It just means the Lower Sioux Early Head Start and Head Start. So I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm very excited to hear you speak your language so well and be a part of a Head Start program where you can speak to our little ones in a good way. And that's really exciting. But, you know, can you tell us why people would, especially our Lakota Dakota relatives, would want to learn the Dakota language?
Yeah, I always say, you know, my language is a part of me, and without it, I'm not whole. It has everything in it. Our language, it has all of our Dakota Wichoha, our Dakota ways of life. It has our star knowledge. It has our math in it. It has our history. It has everything encapsulated in it. So when you know your language, you're slowly starting to know yourself, because we know that systematically it was taken away from us. So currently there's only 5 first language speakers left in the state of Minnesota, and they're all over the age of 66 years old. So we are in a race to remember, reclaim, and reconnect to who we are in that language there. We as a tribe here at Chonsheapi, we had about 86% vote yes that they would like to have a school open. And so then we wrote a grant, and that's what we did. We opened in August of 2018.
Let me talk about a little bit the importance. And I know Wendy and I have a godchild who speaks Spanish fluently and English. And it took her and her brother a lot longer time to say their first word, because their mind was, or their brain was like tying up some loose ends and everything, and with the two languages. So it's important, I think, too, to know the Dakota language too, along with English, because of that, you become I don't want to say smarter, but you become smarter almost, it seems like.
Oh, goodness. Absolutely. It like really helps with your executive functioning in your brain. That mental flexibility that you're able to do is going from in and out of two worldviews, because the two different languages, they're two different ways of looking at life. And so it just switches on and off. And when you have that, that increases your ability to do your standardized tests. It increases. And when you know your indigenous language specifically, so like Dakota, it increases your self-esteem because you know who you are. You have that sense of being and sense of belonging again. It's less anxiety. It creates self-efficacy too. And so you know who you are, so therefore you know where you're going to go. So there's just so many awesome benefits that knowing a second language, but specifically knowing your own indigenous language, is going to just help you and therefore help with the tribal sovereignty as a whole.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have you on. And you're a younger person, and you're really leading the way. And I'm from the generation and the generation before me where a lot of this was taken away from us. So it's so important to hear you speak your language, to promote your language to your students and to the children around you. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, we get the, when I was young, you know, Thanksgiving was almost like a kegger, you know, hanging out with the white people and having turkey. And that isn't really what happened. And I think you young ones or younger ones are really bringing out the truth, because of the history was not really, the history is always written by the victors. So we haven't had a real good look at what really Native people were doing and who they are.
Yeah, absolutely. Goodness, I think we're still in that race to learn. I am a second language learner. My hope is that, because we believe with the language, it helps us heal from historical trauma, to then get back to Dakota Wichoha, as the elders say. So we're born with Dakota Wichoha. It's in us, but we're thrown outside the circle and can't obtain it because of historical trauma. And we can talk all day from it. But if we continue to learn our language, we believe that we're healing from that and getting closer and closer. So my dad, who's no longer here, but he remembers 1978, American Indian Religious Freedom Act happened. He said, "Vanessa, that was just a piece of paper. The damage was done." And so it took a long time for here at Chonsheapi to get our first Wiwangwachi or Sundance back. It took a long time for the first Anipi, the sweat lodge, to come back. And he remembers those times. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, fast forward to 1994, where I was born, making the world a better place, hopefully. I never had to go without a Sundance, and I've never had to learn what it was like to be without an Anipi. And so my hope and my strive is to help these young ones never have to know what it's like not to know your language, because I got to feel that and know that and get comfortable with that. And so now I'm hoping to keep taking it forward, and hopefully they will take the lead too and keep on going forward so we can all get back to Dakota Wichoka.
Well, that's the talk about like your educational goal, because I know it's so important. And I think I believe that people that learn their language at a young age and learn their ways will take it with them forever. They may leave for a little bit, but they will come back. And that's important. Tell us a little bit about your educational goal for the little ones.
Oh, goodness. I'm just here trying to give them the tools and resources that they need to grow and be whoever they want to be and make this community however they want it to be. That's what was given to me, and now I'm hoping to do the same. I was supposed to be a social studies and Dakota language high school teacher, because we didn't have that at our high school. And my cousin Adam at Upper Sioux had Kushi Carey, Grandma Carey, at there. So I was jealous. So then I wanted to come and bring that back here. And then life happens, as you know, and next, you know, we built a school and here we are, just knowing that this age is where we're going to start building from. I mean, we didn't even have an education department really, which we opened that about the same time we opened the school. So we're just growing and hoping to do our best.
Well, you are doing your best and you are doing well. We have a lot of listeners in Wisconsin. We're on like 23 radio stations in Wisconsin. Also, maybe you can just give everyone kind of an idea of where you are physically in the state of Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. We're in southwest Minnesota. So right next to the Minnesota River, in the Minnesota River Valley. So there's Upper Sioux and there's Lower Sioux. My grandma's from Upper Sioux. I'm from Lower Sioux, but I live here in from Lower Sioux. I always joke that I'm Middle Sioux. And I don't know if that really answered the question, but that is the best I got.
No,
about 2.5 hours from the Twin Cities.
Right on. Yeah, no, that works. And I always like to say that because a lot of people don't know, and we have a lot of not only natives across the country listening to us, but a lot of white allies. So it's good to let them know where we are, because we're still here. We're everywhere, right?
Yes.
Well, we got less than a minute left. I'm going to leave the floor to you. What would you like to end with? What would you like to say that we haven't talked about?
Goodness, I think my favorite part about here is just knowing your language, keep growing it as much as possible, one word, and spread that to five people, and then thus force, and of course our wraparound services. Historical trauma did a number on us, and it took a lot of resources and funds to take our language away, and it's going to take even a lot more to bring it back. So therefore, you know, do whatever you can to bring back the culture and language and keep going. You know, we just added ribbon skirts and shirts into our dramatic play area in our classrooms, and that's something we didn't have before. And so slowly we're just going to continue to grow, and I hope other folks decide to grow as well with it and for it. So Pita Mayapi.
Pini Gigi, thank you so much for being on Native Roots Radio. Vanessa Good Thunder, a Lower Sioux, and doing the work of many. Pini Gigi, for coming on. I'd like to see you again. Up next, Bob Lake from Red Lake with the Solar News. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Don't fall for vaccine misinformation. Local medical professionals are available to answer any of your questions. Initial shots and boosters are safe for people who are pregnant and even young children. Right now, vaccines are available for anyone over 6 months of age, while boosters are available for anyone over the age of five. This message brought to you by the Native American Community Clinic. Find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
This is David from The David Pakman Show, where we expose the Hatriots, Liars, and Trumpists weekdays at 2 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hey, everybody. This is Gregory Rich, founder of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drink in the Style. Say, I'm willing to bet that you're hearing this in your car, and there's a good chance that you're heading home. If that's the case, let me ask you, are you looking forward to getting there? Is your home a place that energizes? Well, if it isn't, it might be time for a furnishings refresh. Think about it. We've all spent a lot of time at home over the past couple of years, and maybe you need more than just a new sofa. Why not have a skilled, professional, tasteful interior designer from Habitation help you create a space that is exceptional? Whether it's your family room, living room, bedroom, or even home workspace, Habitation can help you create an environment that is exactly what you've always wanted. Habitation Furnishing and Design, located at the District Edina, 7777 Washington Avenue South, and online at habitationdesign.com.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. How much do you love your home? If you are anything like me, you know that your house is so much more than just a place to keep your stuff. It's where I can unwind with my favorite meal and a game on TV after a long day at the studio. If you love your home as much as I do, then you know there is only one cleaning company to trust with your carpet, tile, upholstery, area rugs, air duct cleaning, and more. And that's my cleaning heroes at Zero Res. If you haven't tried out Zero Res or it's been months since your last deep clean, then now is the time to call. Right now, when you mention the AM 950 special, you can get your entire home Zero Resified from the Twin Cities' number one carpet cleaner and get 20% off your entire cleaning service. This 20% off end of summer deal is the best you're going to see, so act now. Call right now, 952-ZERO-RES, or book online anytime at ZeroResMinnesota.com and save 20% off all cleaning services. Zero Res, backward or forward, spells the same.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for clear skies tonight with a low around 61, Thursday sunny with a high near 85, and Friday sunny with a high around 92. Since 1984, Cafe Latte has been serving up the freshest baked goods and modern comfort food in a cafeteria setting. Their menu is prepared with the best ingredients available. Cafe Latte is a leader in sustainable dining, composting their food and paper waste along with recycling everything they can. Located off Victoria and Grand in St. Paul, more at CafeLatte.com.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Ooh, I was getting ready to howl. Hey, that was a great segment with Miss Good Thunder. Hey, I just got to say this real quick, Wendy, and before we get to our guest, is that, you know, we're on the Civic Media Radio Network, which includes AM 950, Devil Radio, in Madison, in Columbus, 1580 AM, WAUK 540, in 101 in Shaw, Bull Falls Radio, 89.9 FM and 1230 AM, locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, and a couple more. So we're really expanding our reach, and it's all because of the great guests and great segments we have, Wendy. And speaking of great guests, you're going to have a great segment on next, and we do the news here. But we're here with Bob Blake, Robert Blake, who is the CEO of Solar Bear. And you know, and now I think we have to call him Professor Blake, right? Isn't that welcome, Bob?
Hey, Robert. How's it going?
Hey, good. You got that expensive microphone there, I see. Oh, wow.
Yeah. This is my,
Your Yeti.
Yeah, my Yeti. This is my Yeti. This is a pretty cool thing I was gifted by was it Morgan Stanley gave me this for a for a podcast that I did with them.
And your voice sounds really deep now too.
Does my voice sound really deep right now? I think I had the air conditioning on and with the hot weather, and I think I might have caught a cold.
Well, hey, we haven't had you on the week because we had you on way too much the week before. So now we need some updates. What's happening? It's 100 degrees. 100 million people are going to be affected by this weather that we're having this week, and it's not good. So
yeah, help us, Bob. There is a lot happening with the climate right now, and it really is important that I think people, if they can, make sure that you let your senator or your congressperson know, if you can call them and just remind them that in this reconciliation bill, Robert, that's happening right now, that, you know, that you support clean energy and the EV tax credits, the electric vehicle tax credits that will be coming along with this, which are going to be really good for people that are trying to make the transition. Oh, interesting thing happened last month, Robert. Yeah. The most amount of electric vehicles that have ever been purchased in the United States happened last month.
Wow.
So that means that Americans are souping up these electric vehicles at a very high rate. So people are moving to EVs. So you know, and with this reconciliation bill, there are some great incentives in there for electric vehicles.
Yeah, right on. And we need the manufacturers to manufacture more. And I think once Robert, I could be wrong. Once that happens, we could have somebody. One of these businesses, like Ford did with the Model T, is to get them out to everybody and as soon as possible and make them affordable for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if anyone on that's listening, if any of the listeners have caught that Secretary, Department of Energy Secretary Granholm was on Stephen Colbert a couple of nights ago. Hmm. And he was talking about the deployment of electric vehicle charging stations. And these are fast chargers now. These are fast chargers. Wow. And they will be located every 50 miles, you know, up these main corridors along our interstate highway system. So that's really exciting because those fast chargers are very, very expensive. Mm. But to get these things out there for people to readily use and be available is really going to be exciting. So that's going to be really interesting to see how you know, fast that they distribute these charging stations, you know, for the country to use. But
hey, Alice has got a, can you see Alice's question, Robert? Huh. Is XL Energy, a corporation, clean choice energy supplementing solar energy plant affordable and real, or is it just greenwashing gimmick? Oh, I like that, greenwashing gimmick.
Oh, wow. You know, I work a lot with XL Energy, and mm-hmm. You know, my opinion about XL Energy is they have come to the realization that if we don't join it, it's going to pass us by. And so I think it's like a lot of things, like how do we, you know, help manage it as opposed to it just overtaking us. You know what I mean? And I don't know, Alice, I think there was an article that was out just recently, and it was out by The Guardian, but it was U.S. power companies secretly spending millions to protect profits. And of course, you know, that article talked about those types of things that Alice was just talking about right there in that question.
Hey, Robert, one of the things, too, that we need we do need XL energy because we, when we're hooking up our solars, we need to hook up with them, and they have the infrastructure. Am I right to believe that?
Yeah, that is also true too. I mean, you know, this is going to have to be a relationship that, you know, that we consumers and of course the energy providers are going to have to work together. So that's why, like, community solar programs, you know, are so important, because it gives, you know, customers an option. But you're right, you know, we still need the infrastructure of the utilities. So, you know, but we as consumers, you know, we have choices and we have a voice, and we have the ability to vote. And there are, you know, there are different groups and programs that, you know, you consumers can get on that XL does have. I'm in a couple of these different focus groups and, you know, community groups, and they listen to what we have to say. So please, everyone, realize that you do have a voice and you do have an opportunity to be a part of the democratic process and get involved. Also to these boards, you know, out in these rural areas too, Dakota Electric, just for example, right? You know, if you can run, if you're, you know, if you're a member out there. So those kinds of things, you know, have a big say. And then also contacting your legislators and making sure that you are voting for climate champions, Robert. And yeah. And so that's really important right now. I said that to me is the priority, is us voting for climate champions, people that believe in climate change, people that are going to create policies that are going to address it.
Exactly. We got a quick question from one of our great listeners on Facebook here, Nina, and she's wondering, lithium mining / hemp batteries, opinion?
Yeah, I mean, it's the, you know, we're not going to get away from this whole issue about mining. Is it good or is it bad for the environment? You know, and my opinion on that is, you know, if we stay the course, we know that this is not good. There was an article that just recently came out from scientists that said that climate change, climate destruction is inevitable. And so, I mean, that's the choice we have, right? Do we do something and continue the what we've been doing, or do we try to do something different? Unfortunately, either way, we're going to cause some destruction to the planet. Hemp batteries, I absolutely am for. So it's Moore's Law. Every 2 years, our technology gets better. And I believe that our technology is going to keep on getting better every 2 years because I've seen it, everyone. Right. I've been in the solar industry for the last 7 years. And I'm telling you, this technology keeps on getting better and better and better. And I want people to realize that. Don't lose faith or lose hope, because this is what I've witnessed, and this is what's currently happening, and I believe it's going to continue to happen.
Robert, have you used my analogy about calculators to any of your classes? That now that you're a professor,
yeah, that is the truth, right? Like you gave me that example and about calculators, and yes, exactly, it is the truth. You had this big calculator, now here you got. I mean, there's phones. I mean, like the technology we have in these phones is they didn't even have it on the space, you know, the spaceship that went up to the moon. So
check it out, though. Here, I'll give it to you again. So when I was young, calculators were like the size of, I don't know, a quarter of a laptop. And they cost like $100. Fast forward, you know, even 20 years from then in the 70s, you have them in your pen for free. You know, so I mean, that's what you're talking about every 2 years. And just we got like a minute left, Robert. Just talk a little bit about, you know, a little bit to our listeners about, you're going to be teaching class at the U.
Oh yeah, I'm going to be teaching a class at the U in the spring, and it's going to be around tribal energy projects. But I just want to get this last story out there real quickly, everyone. MISO, the Midwest Intercontinental State operator, they're planning 18 transmission line projects in the Midwest that will create 53 gigawatts of renewable energy and $200,000 jobs. So, wow. that is a lot of renewable energy coming, folks. And this is the type of stuff that's happening. So everyone, do not lose hope. We can continue to fight this, and we can get a handle on it.
Wow. Robert, great to see you. We missed you last week. We don't want to overexpose you because you are a professor now, but we appreciate you back on. And cool hat, Wind Twins. Let's go to a game together.
You were in the Hall of Fame. You were down at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Wendy and I. Yep, we heard some stories from Dan Gladden on the flight home. It was crazy. We almost missed our flight because he was telling us a long story. But
that's funny. I used to see Tony Olivier out at the Bloomington Lifetime Fitness every morning.
He looked good.
He's great. He's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Robert. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. And up next, we're going to talk with our sacred animal section with Wendy Pilot. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
Ho.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Course Breaks helps provide free digital textbooks to college students in underserved communities. But how does it work? Course Breaks works with a network of publishers that provide free digital textbooks to students with sponsorships covering the cost. These textbooks have been used in thousands of colleges and universities. And Course Breaks is currently being offered in all tribal colleges and universities and historically black colleges and universities. To discuss a corporate or private contribution, visit CourseBreaks.com.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl.
I don't know if I heard Ogama. I saw she unmuted.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just into my own howl. Welcome, Wendy. We missed you the last day or so. I'm glad you're back on, and you have a sacred animal section here
we
talk about, and I learned so much information from you. So take it away there, Wendy.
Yes. Hi, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani, and that means cares for them, and I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. And today I have really good news to share, and it's always a happy thing when I could share good news in the animal world. So one of my Facebook friends, her name is Carrie LeBlanc, and she is the founder and executive director at Compassion Works International, and she's been doing that since October 2013. She resides, and mostly her work is done, I believe, in Henderson, Nevada, and she just posted some really, really good news. And it was in the local broadcast on Fox 5 KVVU TV. And it was written by Drew Andre, and it was published just this morning. So this is fresh off the press. Downtown Las Vegas venue won't move forward with magic show that includes animals. Las Vegas, Nevada, Fox 5, magician Derek Arthur and his big cats performed across decades at Las Vegas showrooms. The owner of the downtown Las Vegas event space Notoriety Live was interested in having the magician perform at his theater on Fremont Street. He said, "I visited the animals. I saw how they were taken care of," Kent Henderson said. "He loves them, and I felt good about the experience, but still always wondering how the rest of the world was going to take it." After the Las Vegas Review Journal released an article last week about the possible pairing, Henderson said he received hundreds of letters asking him not to move forward with the show. Henderson heard the concerns about using animals for entertainment and quickly changed his mind. "It isn't something the animals can say, I like to do this." And I think that's where you're never going to win the argument, Henderson said. "I hear a different side of this now, and it makes me look at animals in shows different. It can be challenging to explain to people why it's not okay to use big cats in an entertainment type platform," Compassion Works International Executive Director Carrie LeBlanc said. Carrie LeBlanc's organization was one of the many that reached out against the proposed show. "When someone does step up and listen, it's enormously gratifying," LeBlanc said. "It's telling me that as an animal rights movement, we're making a lot of progress and sharing our message with the public that it's resonating." As Fox 5 reported late last year, illusionist Jay Ovenhaus received strong pushback when he requested a permit to allow his tigers to join a residency near the Strip. He eventually withdrew his proposal that included his big cats. "Las Vegas has been very clear. We find it unacceptable to exploit wild animals in our community," LeBlanc said. Henderson told Fox 5 he doesn't think he would allow any type of animal to be a part of his show at his venue because of this experience. He said he would still love to have Arthur perform at the Notoriety without the animals. He hasn't heard from the magician as of late Tuesday night. Fox 5 reached out to Arthur for a comment, but as the publishing of this article, he has not responded. So this is really great news in the animal kingdom. You know, there's lots and lots of different venues and things that are happening in the animal world where animals should not be used for entertainment. I have another article here that I just want to bring up here. Let's see how much time we have left. Oh, we have time. So these are heartbreaking statistics about animals in entertainment and what we should know in 2022. This was written by Chris Dineson Rogers on August 2nd, 2022. So the top 13, we're not going to have time to go through all of them, but here's really something unbelievable, and I did talk about this just recently. About 126 big cats have paid the ultimate price from being captive animals. 35 victims of the lions in Kenya also Captive felines have also suffered at the hands of entertainment, with 126 killed between 1990 and 2015. Here's another sad one. There are more tigers in private hands than exist in the wild. Unfortunately, many states allow individuals and so-called exhibitors to own wild and potentially dangerous animals. Tigers are a notable example of this oversight. The sobering thing is that there are more in private hands than exist in their native habitat. As we've been described above, big cats are particularly problematic as the ultimate predator. Fewer than 10% of the people exhibiting animals have professional credentials for this profession. The Association of Zoos and Aquariums accredits professionals working in the industry. They train individuals on the best practices for animal welfare, conservation, and overall safety. Unfortunately, less than 10% of the people working in this trade have these credentials. It's difficult to say if the animals in these facilities are receiving proper treatment in cruelty-free settings. So that's really hard to find. The majority of captive animals are housed in conditions that are contrary to their habitat. Lions are one of the most popular animals in zoos, exhibits, and shows. However, let's consider the conditions this animal would experience in the wild. Its prey is primarily large hoofed animals such as wildebeests. The average range for a pride is 250 square miles, hardly the size of the cage you'll see these big cats. People have paid the price of animals for entertainment too. Nearly 800 people have been injured by big cats, including 16 in 2021 alone. These figures include 25 fatalities, mainly in adults. So let's see. Yes, inappropriate forms of entertainment. Some offenders try to excuse animal cruelty activities by citing the cultural affinity for some activities, such as dog fighting and cock fighting. Such was the case of the former Atlanta Falcon quarterback, Michael Vick's atrocious Bad News Kennels. Vick and others had 70 dogs, including 51 pit bulls, in its operation. Thankfully, many of the dogs found forever home. Vick served nearly 2 years in prison. So good news for Las Vegas and the shows there. Awesome job, Carrie LeBlanc.
Awesome job, Wendy Pilot, Peeny Gigi. We'll be on tomorrow. If you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office.
Free Leonard Peltier.